friends and family. It's so nice to see you again for devotions. May the Holy Spirit empower you today. And we are speaking today about our church values, and today we're speaking about honor. Yesterday, Mama D spoke about the wonderful fact that when we understand the honor that comes from God, we will be able to honor other people. And I just want to continue with that same pattern of thought. It says here in John 5, verse 22 to 24, "For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son, honors not the Father which has sent him." So this scripture talks about judgment that was between God and man. And it clearly says that God judges no man. But then many people teach the scripture and they say, oh, so God doesn't judge, but he's given all the judgment to Jesus, and now Jesus is the one that judges. Now, according to Romans 8, 33 and 34, God doesn't judge, he's justified us, and Christ is interceding for us at the right hand of the Father, and he's the one that died for us. So not one of them are actually judging us. So why is this scripture saying that God committed judgment unto the Son? It means that God placed the judgment of the world on the Son so that the world doesn't have to experience judgment. And now today, if you are in Christ and you are born again, then all judgment is taken away from you. There is not a single drop of judgment left for you. And when you realize that truth, that Jesus has taken the complete lump sum of my judgment onto him, the Father placed it on him, he judged Jesus so that we don't have to experience judgment, then we become free in our hearts to the point where we start honoring Jesus, honoring God. And in the same way we become thankful towards Jesus, we will start being thankful towards other people. In the same way we will be thankful to Jesus for what he's done for us, we will start being thankful to people around us, and we'll start seeing people in a different light. And so I want to encourage you, let the love of God today radiate into your heart. Let experience the love of God. Know that there is no judgment for you, and live in honor towards other people because of what Christ has done for you. You are highly favored and deeply loved of God.